continuing this walk together, one of the seven grandfather teachings is wisdom. And when we consider the animals and their symbolism, the animal that symbolizes wisdom is the beaver. The beaver has been given this gift. He has been given teeth that never stop growing. So what would happen to beaver if he stopped using his gift? They would be of no use at all, and they would actually hinder him. He uses his gift wisely to thrive, and so must you. So when we seek and look up to the sky, allow it to shine light down into the depths of us that we may consider our gift. Know the gift that has been given to you and vow to use it wisely. For you are not the same as anyone else, and this gift has been given to you and you alone. This has been gifted to you and it is unique. So recognize it is not the same as anyone else's. And just like you, everyone else has been given a unique gift as well, including the trees and the flowers, the plants and the animals, the water, the air, the sky. Look and listen. When we stand here in silence and we stop the chatter, we notice what is happening all around us, and we can become present and observe. It is then that you will learn all there is to know. To love knowledge is to know wisdom. Knowledge can be learned. Wisdom is to be lived. So as we seek out a body of water, whether it is that creek that's next to the pathway or rain that has collected in a puddle, look down and gaze into this water. Look past your reflection and look to see what is, not to question, just to watch and listen. And in silence, it is here that we can meet wisdom, and you will begin to use your gift with purpose. Cherish this knowledge. It is given for the good of the many. Just as the beaver, know that your gift will be used to help you thrive. This gift is given to you for the good of your community. With this intelligence, use your gift wisely. Know that when you use your gift, you are offering it to your community, to yourself, and to the ones that you love, not just for you and not just for this current moment, but the future generations to come. It is through this very act that we can heal the generations behind us, those who have come before us and those are to come. Recognize the differences for yourself and for everyone else to be able to use in this kind and respectful way. And it is here in our silence that we can observe life and all that is around us, to listen with clarity and have a sound mind. This is when we can truly respect the wisdom of the gifts that have been given to us.